In Jesus' name. We will please stand to our feet. Turn our Bibles to Psalm 118, verse 1. Psalm 118, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another opportunity, God, to say, thus says the Lord. I pray, O God, that more of you will be heard. I pray, O God, that you will speak relevant words to someone this hour. That someone, O God, will be blessed. And Lord, that you will receive the glory. I pray, O Father, if I've come with the motive of entertaining your people, I pray you have mercy. But Lord, I pray that you minister your word through your servant. In Jesus' name. You can have your seats. I bring you greetings from back home. Father, brothers, and sisters back home in Liberia, who are anxious, who are excited to once again be reunited with Mama. That's how we call her, Mama. After 11 unbroken years. It is with mixed feelings. I believe that there will be tears of joy, knowing that you left babies and now they are grown up to be responsible people. But there will also be tears of sorrow that you left a mother to take care of your children. But today that mother is no more. You left people behind that you love so dearly. But you're going to go back. And instead of they being amongst the crowd to wave their lap out to you, they will be no more. But what can we say? To God be the glory for great things he has done in his own time. He makes all things beautiful. I also bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The one in whom I live, the one in whom I move, the one in whom I walk, and the one in whom I have my being. I'm grateful to the Reverend Armstrong for another opportunity to minister God's word to God's people on God's pulpit. This morning, the senior and Reverend Duo spoke to us on calling and waiting on God for what? I've come not to ask that question, a similar question, but I've come to say that there are reasons to be thankful. There are reasons to be thankful. Psalm 118 is our text for today. And our sermon is going to focus on Thanksgiving. The story is told about the 19th century English writer who was an atheist. One day she was walking with a friend on a very beautiful morning. And suddenly she burst out, "I am so grateful." Her friend was a Christian And the friend asks her, grateful to whom? You know, if we are going to say, if we are going to say thank you, then logically we say thank you to somebody. In the world, in our different countries, there are special days set aside, dedicated to Thanksgiving. But I believe Thanksgiving is more than a holiday for a grateful believer. Thanksgiving is a way of life. It is an everyday thing. That's why the songwriter wrote, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. God has been good to me. And every day He's blessing me. We all know that David wrote this particular psalm. And we all know who David was. But you see, after all of the things that David went through, looking back at his life, David knew that he had reasons to be thankful to God. So he says in our text, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his faithful love endures forever. Yes, yes. The command here is to give thanks. Someone might be saying that is a simple command. But I've come to realize that most of the things we feel to do in life are the simple things. Why? Because they are just too simple and we overlook them. We spend so much time dwelling on the difficult than the simple. David says, oh, give thanks. For some, it is simple. But do you know that it is hard to give God thanks when you've lost your joy? Do you know that it's hard to give God thanks when your child is on the bed of affliction? Do you know that it is hard to give God thanks when you go to work in the morning and the next day you went back, there is no job? Those who are married, do you know how hard it is to give God thanks when the husband is tripping or the wife is tripping? I know that very Armstrong, you know that it is hard to give God thanks when you are running a church and everybody wants to dictate to you. I know, Reverend Armstrong, it's hard to give God thanks in a situation where you visit your members, you pray for them, you are concerned about them, but at the end of the day, they show you ingratitude. It is just hard to give God thanks when you are going through a lot of things. But even as you go through the hustle and bustle of the day, how many will stand with me today in obedience to God's word and say, like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continuously be in my mouth. You know, when David said that I will bless the Lord at all times, he meant during the good times and the bad times. You know, some of us find it comfortable to wave our hands in the presence of God when everything okay. Some of us find it very comfortable to wave our hands in the presence of God when things are going according to our plans. But when David said that I will bless the Lord at all times, he meant even when you are happy or in your sad times. David meant when things are tough, when things are rough, he said that I will bless the Lord at all times. And you know, I like it the way Paul put it. In Thessalonians, he says that give thanks in all circumstances. Paul is not saying give thanks for everything, because he knew that it would be hard to give thanks for the loss of a loved one. He knew that it would be hard to give thanks when all you have worked for, you lost them in a second. But in connection with everything that happened to you, he says give thanks. In every circumstance, no matter what or where, you can still thank God. Not everything that happens to us is good. But God uses everything that happens to us to work for our good. That's right.
Sometimes we don't know whether something is good or bad. But we can be thankful that God is working for our good in everything. Reasons to be thankful. Most of us find it hard to show appreciation for the little things we have or we have been blessed with, because we see more of the bad than the good. We see more of the burden than the blessings that we are enjoying. We see more of the obstacles in our way than the opportunities presented to us in the midst of the obstacles. We see more of the frustration over the loss of a job or a lost one than what God was able to fulfill through that frustration. We dwell more on the test than on the testimony. Why should I be thankful? Why should I wave my hands and shout in the presence of God? Why should I be thankful? I don't have reason to be thankful. But my brothers and my sisters, if you find yourself in such a situation wondering whether there are reasons for you to be thankful, I've come to let you know that there are reasons to be thankful. Be thankful because God is who He says He is. If we are to give thanks to God because of who He is, then that speaks more of worship. Most times we confuse praise with worship. Praise is appreciating God for what He has done, whereas worship is appreciating God for who He is. Praise is, thank you God for the food I have. Praise is, thank you God for the clothes on my back. Praise is, thank you God for the shoes on my feet. Worship says, even if I don't have food, worship says, even if I don't have clothes to wear, even if I don't have shoes on my feet, I thank you for who you are. Praise is, thank you God for shelter and roof over my head. I don't have to run from place to place looking for shelter when the storm is approaching. Worship says, thank you God for who you are. You are my peace in the midst of the storm. Praise is, thank you God that I have no trouble in my way. But worship says, though there are troubles in my way that I have to cry sometimes, worship says, I still thank you God for who you are. You are my bridge over troubled waters. Why? Praise is, thank you God for what I have. Worship says, thank you God for who you are. You are my burden bearer. You are my rock, my soul, my shield. You are more than enough in every situation that life will bring my way. You are awesome in all your ways. You are marvelous. Worship says, you are glorious. Worship says, you are faithful. Worship says, for you there is no equal. Worship says, for you there is no equal. Worship says, for you there is no limit to your power. There are reasons to be thankful. David says, give thanks to God for He is good. That is David's testimony. But Reverend Duo, how do you know that God is good? I know that God is good because He woke me up this morning. I know that God is good because He started me on my way. I know that God is good because He put food on my table. I know that God is good because He put shoes on my feet. I know that God is good because He guides my every footstep. I know that God is good because He brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light. I know that God is good because when all Tomorrow, a year on my job is threat. Tomorrow, you will be here no more. And when I wake up in the morning, I still find myself behind my desk, and the threat has failed me. I know that my God is good. I know that God is good because when I've worked for months without salary, and then I go to report my case, and my boss look at me and say, "You look good." It is all because of the goodness of God. I know that God is good because in my distress, when I pray to Him, He answers me. I know that God is good because when my enemies did their best to get rid of me, the Lord rescued me. The Lord delivered me. The Lord defended me. The Lord protected me. The Lord put my enemies to shame. He said of what they planned, the Lord picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on higher ground. That's what the song says. Look at me. I am a testimony. I didn't make it on my own. I'm not standing here all alone. It is Jesus who gave me the opportunity. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for me, my soul cries out. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, all I can do is dance all day. You have reason to be thankful. Would you give God thanks because of who God is? Would you give God thanks because God loves? God's love endures forever. Talking about the love of God, how many of us realize that we are alive or here today because of the love and mercy of God? How many of us realize that we left our homes this morning and we arrived here without being involved in an accident? By the love and mercy of God. Not because you are a good driver, or not because you have a strong or better breath. How many of us realize that when we were about to give up, because things were not going right, it was God's love and mercy that kept us. We are here today because God's love and mercy kept us moving. We are alive today only because of God's grace. But you see, talking about the love of God, there's two unique things I love about God's love. His love has no boundary. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world." There is no rich or poor in God's love. There is no black or white in God's love. There is no American or African in God's love. There is no racial discrimination in God's love. There is no class discrimination in God's love. Rather, His love extends to those who have and those who have not. His love extends to the first class citizens in our society and those we refer to as the low class citizens. His love reaches out to those with roof over their heads and those out there in the streets. That is why the song says, if salvation was a thing that money would buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. Thank God for His love that has no boundary, but also for His love that is unconditional. I didn't have to love Him in order to be loved in return. That is why the song says, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life, but I'm glad that He did. I didn't have to be a saint in order for Him to love me. Because His word says that while I was yet a sinner, He died for me. to him, mother wrote, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me, now saved am I. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Not even my status could help. Love came down to my level, picked me up, and cleaned the dust off me. My brothers and my sisters, I have reasons to be thankful to God. Because in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. I have reasons to be thankful to God. Because when man planned for evil, my God turned it for my good. I have reasons to thank God. Because he came through when I wanted him most and he was on time. I have reason to thank God because when I messed up my life, he came in and covered up my mess, giving me not a second chance. Because I know that I misused my second chance, but he continued to give me one chance after the next. That's God's love. His love does not consider how many times you fall. His love is there to pick you up, give you another chance. You mess up, he comes again, he cleaned it up, gave you another chance. I'm sure someone on the sound of my voice, you have misused your first chance, you have misused your second chance, you have misused your third chance, and you continue to go wrong. But that's the love of God. That even when we mess up, when we have done it over and over and over again, his love is still there to clean us up. But I also believe that there is someone in the sound of my voice who don't believe that you should give God thanks because you are still waiting for big things. Many of us don't see the blessings. We're still waiting for a miracle to happen. We don't see going to bed and waking up in the morning as anything. Some of us feel that it's something we deserve. I deserve to go to bed and wake up in the morning. Because I'm hard working, that's why I'm still on that job. Because of what I have, what I have worked for, what I earn. Some of us just don't consider God in the things that happen in our lives. We just feel it's all about us. We did it. We earned it. If it had not been for God, where you are today, what you have today, who you are today, would not have been possible. Some of you should have been dead a long time ago. But you know what? The good Lord kept you. The surgery you had to undergo was meant to end your life. But the good Lord proved himself as the greatest physician. You had a car accident that should have killed you or killed somebody in a car. But you know what? The good Lord delivered you. He made this day with every one of us in mind. So we ought to be thankful. For health and strength, you need to be thankful. For eyes to see, you need to be thankful. For ears to hear, you need to be thankful. For legs to walk, you need to be thankful. Because you know that there are some with eyes, but they cannot see. You know that there are some with ears, but they can't hear. You know there are some with legs, but they can't move. And because you have everything functioning well, you need to be thankful. You know, I want to let you know before I take my seat that after all I've gone through, I still have joy. I have some good days and bad days, but I still have my joy. I had some ups and I had some downs, almost level to the ground, but I still have joy. I had some weary days and some sleepless nights, but I still have joy. I had some setbacks, but I still have joy. I had some drawbacks, but I still have joy. I had some kickbacks, but I still have joy. I had some paybacks, but I still have joy. I had some brokebacks, but I still have joy. There were times that I walked and I didn't know what was happening, but I still have joy. There were days when I woke up and I didn't know what the next hour would be, but today I say I still have joy. 3 years ago, when I was roaming around looking for a visa, just to come and see mama, and I was denied 3 times. Until the last time, I was intending that when I go back to the embassy and they deny me, I would just tell them, I won't go to your country. I don't like it. I just want to go see my mama. But with all of what I've gone through in life, with all of what people have said about me, that nothing good is going to come out of this one, I still have joy. And it's not because I deserve it. It's not because I work for it. But all because of the grace and mercy of God. All because of the grace and mercy of God. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. But oh Lord, I'm glad. I'm glad He did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I have been if Jesus didn't care? Where would I have been if my Lord had not sacrificed His life? But oh Lord, I'm glad He did. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we serve a good God. We serve a good God, a God who cares for every one of us, no matter what we do. He is good. He is awesome. There is none like Him. There is none holy like the Lord. There is none awesome like our God. There is none like Him who will show up just on time. When He steps in on your behalf, it is done. When He says today, no man can say tomorrow. When He says yes, no one can say no. In Jesus' name.
Everybody standing to their feet. Deacons and deaconess, clergy, help me extend this invitation to discipleship. Someone needed to hear that word today. Someone needed to be reminded of why you should have thanks. My God, what a word from a sister who knows what the depth of thanksgiving means. So if you're here today, I want to extend three invitations to this clarity. Number one is, if you don't have a church home and you already know Jesus for yourself, we want to invite you to come out, come down the aisle, and unite with us here at Shiloh. We're not a perfect church, but you're not going to find a perfect church. But I tell you, we're a church that loves the Lord and loves His Word, doing our best, very best, to love the people He sends here to this congregation. So if you want a church like that, then I invite you to come. Come on down. Come on down in the name of Jesus. Number two, if you want special prayer, just come on down and step into the aisle. Someone will pray with you, and someone will grab you by the hand. Someone will embrace you. Someone will hug you. Someone will let you know that you're not in this thing by yourself. Special prayer, come into the aisle. But more importantly and most importantly is, if you don't have a relationship with God and you want that relationship, something that was said, something that was spoken here today has pricked your heart, I want to invite you to step out and give us your hand, but give God your heart. If you want to know God the Father, then we want to offer Him through God the Son. The Bible says that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And so I want someone who wants to know God the Father today. If you want to know Him who loves you like a daddy, like a mother, we invite you to come forward and accept Him through Jesus. Choir singing. And as they do so, these invitations are extended to someone. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and sing, choir. Lift up your voice. Anybody here? Anybody here today? If God was speaking to you today, I want to invite you to come on out. Step out. Step out. Give us your hand and give God your heart.